Speechless I woke and asked her where my copy of Magical Mystery Tour was. I was missing it. She said, "What did you say?" I figured it was early and just repeated myself. She said, "Did you have odd dreams last night?" "I'm not sure what you mean by a Magical Mystery Tour. It's an album, Dumbo, I came back." "By whom?" she said. "Need some more sleep, little girl?" I said, "Stop it. I feel fine this morning. What the fuck is the matter with you? Do you need some of the sex to get you regular?" "No, yet, baby, I started. I need a copy of that fucking album. I don't know what you're asking me. What musician made this album?" She came back perplexed. "God damn it. It's a simple request. It was on the left speaker yesterday." I shot back. "One more time, who the fuck made your Mystery Marble Tour album?" She came back irritated. "Fucking Magical Mystery Tour," I yelled back. "What the fuck ever? Who made it?" she retorted. Unfucking believable. This was one of the reasons why we agreed on music and got along so well in the beginning of our relationship. "You seriously had amnesia on this?" I asked her. "You know what, I wish I knew what you were asking me. I don't like the way we are starting this day. Name me another album from this band, since you won't tell me who they are, and that way I may be able to remember who they are." She said, "Rubber Soul, Let It Be, Abbey Fucking Road, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Fucking Band. Any of those ringing a bell, doll?" I shot back. "Mumber, they sound cool. Who made up such cool album titles?" she genuinely asked. "I'm not sure if I like this game. It's cute, but I just wanna hear Magical Mystery Tour. Can we do that and begin having a good day? Please?" I said. "Again, and not one more time am I going to ask who the fuck made the album," she said. "That's it. I'm just going to get up and find it myself," I said as I crawled to my naked feet and went to the living room. "Good luck," she casually said to me. I walked into the living room and looked on the empty speaker, then looked through my CD jackets. There was nothing of the Beatles and many other favorites were gone. No Jellyfish, Led Zeppelin, Johnny Cash, Roy Orbison, Jimi Hendrix, Elliott Smith, Tortoise, Moby, nothing. My collection was in shambles. I was stunned. Nothing. Did she sell him, throw him away, lose him, or were we robbed? Baby, what happened to all my Beatles albums and most of the good shit in our CD collection? I asked in a somber tone. I don't know what you mean by Beatles and all of our CDs are in the cabinet in our cases, she said a bit more annoyed now. No, they're not, I said. I heard a muttered goddammit under her breath as she got up out of the bed and flew in next to me. She stared and was as stunned as I was. Where did they go? She asked. That's what I want to know, I said. Fuck if I know, she came back. Where are these bugs you were talking about? She said. What bugs? I asked. Beatles. Where are they? She asked. I didn't say anything about any bugs, I said, genuinely confused as I looked down at the emptiness in my once sacred CD collection. You fucking said Beatles. She came back. At this point, I added. My snapper was ready to break. I said the fucking Beatles. You know, I wanna hold your hand. Strawberry Fields Forever. The fucking greatest band ever out of Liverpool, England. Where are all my Beatles discs? They're gone. I wanna listen to the Mystery Tour. That's all and you're fucking around and all my shit's gone now, I said to her. Fuck you. I want so badly to know what you are talking about. I had never heard of a Beatles and the fuck if I know what happened to their CDs. I never knew we had them, she said in a genuine, open tone. I'm having a hard time believing this, I said. In response to this, I went over to the radio and turned on the oldies station to see if I could find a Beatles tune and ring her back to Earth station. In fact, a classic rock station or other M or FM oldie would get us there. So, I flipped the switch and I couldn't believe what I was hearing. There was nothing but classical, talk radios, light folk and bad Elvis spin-off pop. Nothing more. The radio waves were vacated of spice or fervor. I was pre-killed as I turned the radio off. What's the matter? She asked. This isn't right. Where is the oldies station? She began. You were scaring the fuck out of me, I shot back. We now have something 100% in common this morning, she said. Have you ever heard of Jeff Buckley, The Flaming Lips, R.E.M., David Byrne Talking Heads, Indigo Girls, U2? I asked. Are they actors? She said. Oh, remember what happened? I said. I noticed that none of their CDs were in the case. The only solidly recognizable kickback was an Elvis gospel disc on the top of second-rate artists he had never heard of. I clicked it open and threw it in the player. I wanted only to head back to bed. My Beatles were gone. Did they exist? Did I wanna ask? Baby, you really don't know who the band the Beatles are? He asked calmly. God, I wish I could. Who are they? She said. Baby, you're beautiful, but I don't have the time, I said. For what? She pleaded. To explain it, I said. What? She asked in earnest. Why I have to go to bed and dream a dream, I said. What dream? She rubbed my arm. The one that made here invaluable, I began. What happened to you? She said. I can't hear anything else. Magical Mystery Tour is gone. I need to see if it will return. Wake me at 11 a.m., okay? I asked. Sure. Anything, baby. She said as he walked off. One more thing. If I said I was fixing a hole where the rain comes in, what would that mean to you? I asked. That you have a problem? She said. I'll see you at 11, baby. He concluded.